Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me again today. Thank you all so much. You know how much I love to give you your kudos and your love and my deepest gratitude for you listening, subscribing, and always sharing out. I love the messages I receive. Thank you so much to all my guest speakers so far. If you'd like to be on my show, make sure you reach out to me. I am looking for entrepreneurs to share their stories and anyone with an empowerment story that they would like to bravely share. I'd love to have you on my show as well. So make sure you send me a message as I am going to continue to be bringing you more guest speakers. But if you're interested, you're listening, and you have a story to share, send me a message and we'll definitely connect and discuss how you can join me on air. Listen, I'm so excited about my topic today. I'm bringing you another dose of elixir. I've got that energy always for you. And I'm reading, or rather listening, to an amazing book right now. And our topic is based off of that book, Necessary Endings. Necessary endings bring new beginnings. That new beginnings part is me. The necessary endings is from the book that I'm reading currently, rather listening to, as I listen to books and I read them both. This one I happen to be listening to. The book is by Dr. Henry Cloud. He is a clinical psychologist. He has several books on the market, but the book about necessary endings is teaching us how important it is to understand endings are such an important part of life. Endings matter and are present in all areas of our lives. It is important to recognize endings are critical to our life, in our personal life, in our relationships, in our businesses. It is so important to understand endings. Listen, we fear endings, but endings are a natural part of life. God even gives us that in Ecclesiastes. He tells us there is a time to live and a time to die, a time to be joyful and a time to be sad, a time to speak and a time to be silent, a time to build and a time to rest. God already showed us endings and the cycle of endings. They are very, very important. And I don't know how many of you struggle with endings, but who struggles with endings out there? Raise your hands. Let me see. Oh, you know I love this part the most, raising your hands. You struggle. You don't like endings. They're uncomfortable. They have not been normalized in your life. They've not been normalized. And they should be. They are a normal part of life and they are important. Necessary endings are important for us to truly thrive in our full existence. Let me say that again. Necessary endings are very important for us to thrive in our true existence. If you want to be more productive, you've got to end some things. If you want to get rid of the bad, you've got to end some things. There are people, places, and things that you're holding on to that need to end. Dr. Cloud, he offers a combination of studies in his book, and I highly recommend that you all get this book and read it. It is amazing, and for those of you who know me, you know how much I love books. I'm always reading, listening, whatever I can do to absorb knowledge. But this book is amazing. But he gives a mixture of advice and case studies to help us, right? The realistic hope. See, we have hope, but it can be distorted. And that distorted hope makes us hold on to things far too long. Far too long. When you need to understand what realistic hope is versus a distorted hope. Distorted hope will make you hold on to poor relationships because you're just hoping this person is going to change. You're just hoping that whatever you're doing is going to help them get better. It's going to make them stop drinking or stop using or stop doing the behavior that is toxic and creating toxicity in your relationships. But that is a distorted hope, my friends, right? So he tells us it is important that we examine the characters of people, understanding what relationships are worth nurturing and which ones are not. He tells us it is important for us to overcome resistance to change, that change does work and it brings us an even greater hope. Necessary endings brings new beginnings. Necessary endings, Dr. Cloud, new beginnings, Professor P. This is the beauty. And I'm experiencing it right now in so many facets, right? I want you to understand this message today, that I'm asking you to look inwardly because that is the way out, that you look inwardly and explore what needs to end. Stop wasting your resources on things that do not matter and reuse them in places that do. In business, we need to stop more than we do. We need to end some things and stop wasting our resources, our time, and our talents in them with that hope that is false. It's a false hope. We have to let go of that and move strategically into our new beginnings by ending, making that necessary ending. Listen, today may be the enemy of your tomorrow. These cycles that you're repeating day after day after day, they create your tomorrow. In your business and even in your life, the tomorrow that you desire and envision may never come to pass if you do not end some things today. How many of you, again, let's ask this question. Let me see if I can get some more hands this time. You know you need to end some things. You need to end some habits. You need to end some relationships. You need to end some behaviors. How many business owners know there's some things not working and you really need to put them to an end? Where are you at? Hands raised, raised, little raised, almost. I got a few. I can feel you out there. Let's go deeper. Because getting to the next level will always require something ending, leaving it behind and moving on. Growth itself demands that we move on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The seed that goes into the ground looks like destruction for those who do not know how seeds work, how growth works. It literally bursts out of its shell, its body, to bring forward the sprout, and it continues to grow, leaving behind the carcass, the shell that it once was in, that held it captive. Ah, that is for somebody. Somebody is getting ready to be released from the captivity that has held them. I don't know who you are, but if this message resonates with you, you got to come and tell me because I can feel you right now. You are getting ready to break free of your shell that has kept you captive because you know it is time for a necessary ending, for a new beginning. You need to prune. Have you ever seen real pruning take place? I had the blessing of living on a vineyard for almost 10 years. And every year I got to watch this amazing lush crop get cut. I'm talking cut back. There was nothing left. There seemed to be nothing left. That's what it looked like to the naked eye. Nothing left. It was trimmed back, this beautiful lush growth. And year after year, it continued to bud and grow even more lush than the year before. But it required that it be pruned to the bare bones of the vine? Are you letting God cut you? Because I can promise you, as a living witness, it is okay to have him cut and prune you. Please allow him to step in and prune your life. The rose bushes in my backyard, I can remember one day going to them and just cutting and cutting and cutting. It looked like I had nothing left. And do you know, from that came the most beautiful, luscious group of roses ever, because the pruning process is so important. First of all, I want you to make necessary endings a normal thing in your life, having a reality about it, understanding how important it is. Then I want you to reflect in your own life and begin to start cutting. And if you need some things to be cut that only God can cut, then you ask him to intercede and cut, because I promise you, as a living witness, he will. Hope in the right direction. Hope that will manifest greatness. Hope in the power of letting go of the false hope. How many of you are in some relationships you shouldn't really be in? Have you really looked at the character of that person? We don't examine enough character. We're not examining people's character enough, but there is so much. The satellite that will give you the most accurate prediction is the ability to diagnose character. Once you learn the character traits that give real reason to hope that tomorrow can be different, you can know better whom you want to invite into your tomorrow. You can actually know that there is a real reason to go forward. Many times we are spending time with people who we do not need to go forward with. I want you to use your satellite and really look at a person's character. Dr. Cloud says that there are three types of styles and behaviors a person can exhibit in a particular time or context: wise people, foolish people, and evil people. The person who ultimately does well is the one who can learn from his own experience or the experience of others, make that learning part of themselves, and then deliver results from that experience. The key of a wise person: when truth presents itself, the wise person sees the light, takes it in, and makes adjustment. Where's all my wise people at? You see the truth presented. You see the light. You take it in and you make adjustments. The mature person meets the demands of life, while the immature person demands that life meets their demands. Whew. And the problem with the fool: whereas the chief of the wise person is that when the light shows up, they look at it, they receive it, they join it, and adjust their behavior to align with the light. The fool does the opposite. They reject the feedback. They resist it. They explain it away and does nothing to adjust to meet its requirement. In short, the fool tries to adjust the truth so they do not have to adjust to it. Now, there will be those people who will intentionally hurt you. They are the evil ones, and you need to protect yourself from the evil person. They will intentionally hurt you. Many of you, honestly, are just dealing with a bunch of foolish people. And even you may have been foolish. But let me tell you something right now. I am calling you into the light. Be the light. I am calling you into wisdom. I am calling you into set with wisdom. Its riches are durable, everlasting, and hold great power for you. People who successfully navigate life have one thing in common: they get in touch with reality. I'm calling forth the hope, a real hope, that you don't have a false hope, a distorted hope, that you gain a real hope, that you begin looking at one's character, at your own, that you begin understanding that necessary endings bring new beginnings, and they are a part of our life, and they should be normal. I know that the unknown is scary, but I can tell you as a living witness, it has never, nor will it ever, fail you. God is in our tomorrow. He is already there. He has already prepared the day for you. The truth is that endings can be very difficult, very painful, and sometimes will cause grief and a deep sense of loss. I want you to feel and free your feelings. We must face the grieving process, the mental and emotional anguish of letting go to that ending. It is real, but we have to face it in order to see the new reality coming, the beautiful new beginning. Whatever it is that you need to feel, I'm calling you to feel it. Some of you just need to feel letting go of your clothes in your closet. And I've been saying this before. We are in America, most people, but definitely in America, we are many hoarders. You're holding on to treasure boxes that have turned into trash, Professor P. I'm just going to talk about me for a minute. I can't wait to get rid of this stuff. But some of you just need to start with your closet. Begin to purge your closet. Begin to let go of those things that no longer hold value for you. Make room. When we don't face our grief, we can get stuck in the past and we can hang on to false hope, staying angry at something that has happened in the past. Some people go decades, even lifetimes, wasting their lives by not engaging in the process of necessary endings. But if you're listening to me today, and if you're under my watch right now, I am calling you forward. Stop living in a decade that is wasted. Stop wasting time in something that needs to come to an end. Your new beginnings are there waiting for you. I am here to encourage you today. Start with your closet. Purge that sucker right now. It is springtime. The beauty of necessary endings of the winter is bringing the new beginnings of the spring. Do you understand? And the spring will set and the summer will rise and the summer will set and the fall will appear. The beautiful cycles and seasons of life, they are here to stay. Empower yourself in the truth of them. Understand that they are a normal part of the cycle of life. Embrace them in the beauty that they give you. The gift of goodbye holds great power, and grief is not going to take you out so far to the depths of sea that it will not place you back on shore, because it is commanded to do so. And you will walk once again, whether it's two footprints or one, you will regain your footage. So I give you my encouragement and my energy today. It is time for necessary endings and new beginnings to appear. Your homework is to set and to meditate and to begin to purge that closet. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.